Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: is your small business prepared for tech pushback from your larger clients, and lawn signs that have inspired the world? Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. Hospitals are pushing medical device makers to improve cyber defenses as reports of attacks rise. Rattled by recent global cyber attacks, U.S. hospitals are conducting tests to find weaknesses in specific devices and asking manufacturers to reveal the proprietary software running the products in order to identify vulnerabilities. In some cases, Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans says hospitals have canceled orders and rejected bids for devices that lack safety features. Would your small business be prepared to handle this? Melanie, what's up here?
Yeah, so hospitals increasingly operate with devices that are networked. They're connected internally, and some are connected to the outside world online. And it's highly valuable. They can stream data, collect information, use it for, you know, analytics to help them improve patient care. But all of those additional points of contact with the with networks and with the internet create these new vulnerabilities to a cyber attack. They create kind of a new possible point of entry. And in recent years, there have been some hugely disruptive global cyber attacks that have really shaken the hospital industry in the United States. And there is a sort of ongoing back and forth between the hospitals that sort of control the networks, they control their own security, and the device makers that build these devices and choose what software goes inside of them over how to best protect against a cyber attack.
What are some of the devices that are tied to, say, networking or the internet?
It is pretty much, I mean, it's increasingly everything. So I had one hospital executive talk to me about internet-connected refrigerators, right? But yeah, we're also talking about things like infusion pumps and tables used for imaging, for like biopsies. I mean, it's at the bedside, it's the electronic medical records, it's increasingly everything.
I don't know if the hospital arena is, I don't know, more exposed than other arenas, but it certainly seems like lives directly could be on the line.
So this is interesting. Earlier this year, one of the large credit rating agencies, right, they sort of assess the kind of the risk of you know, entities that are sort of out there borrowing money. They looked across, I want to say, 30 different industries for those kind of most vulnerable to cyber attacks and where the cyber attacks would be the most disruptive. And they basically said hospitals ranked alongside of financial services, you know, banks, as the sectors most vulnerable to cyber attacks and where those cyber attacks could be just hugely disruptive. And we saw that after WannaCry in 2017 in the United Kingdom, where WannaCry, which was a ransomware, which means it kind of goes in and paralyzes computers and basically demands a ransom, where that malware struck the UK National Health Service and was hugely disrupted. They had to cancel surgeries in response.
We're speaking with Melanie Evans, hospital reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called "Rattled by Cyber Attacks, Hospitals Push Device Makers to Improve Security." Did you say, too, there's friction actually because of this between the device makers and hospitals?
So this has been playing out both sort of at the kind of the regulatory level and then at the sort of the contracting table between hospitals and device makers when they're sort of sitting down deciding like who's going to buy, you know, what hospitals are going to buy. So at the regulatory level, the FDA has been introducing guidance, which basically says, you know, here's what we strongly recommend you do, both for medical device makers, about what kind of precautions and information they should be providing to their customers. Meanwhile, hospitals have been sort of looking at trying to use their purchasing power as a way to kind of leverage for more information from device makers or to get more, like everything from, I had one hospital say, you know, they will look at the liability insurance a device maker has for a cybersecurity threat, and they will demand that they increase it if it's not high enough.
Thanks, Melanie. Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans. More after this. The joys of being a business owner are many, and in a blink of an eye, a problem arises, which your employees expect you to have a simple, timely solution for. But maybe you're just not sure. What you need is a sounding board for business-related issues, like a group of area business leaders that you can turn to for valuable advice. Check out The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, which has been helping owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years with their advisory boards. The TAB boards are made up of local, non-competing business leaders who meet once a month to discuss a range of topics from sales, marketing, hiring, and more. A TAB membership can make a huge difference for your business. Plus, you get expert one-on-one business coaching. Start by finding out if there's a TAB board seat available in your area. Go to my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. That's thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. A woman from Oregon is thrilled that her inspirational campaign, which began with uplifting yard signs, has become something of a global movement. Fox News says 2 years ago, Amy Wolf was inspired to start the Don't Give Up movement after learning of the alarming suicide rates around the area of her hometown of Newburgh, 20 miles southwest of Portland. She says the project elicited an overwhelming response from community members who also wanted to share the signs, featuring slogans like, "Your mistakes don't define you," or "You are worthy of love," and of course, "Don't give up," featuring these on their own properties. The Good News Network says within a few days, the mom sold over 150 signs and her husband established a website to sell the non-denominational, non-branded products at cost. The Don't Give Up movement, by the way, now features an entire range of merchandise, including bracelets, car decals, and more. And the campaign has spread across America and even gone so far as Nicaragua, Rwanda, Uganda, Fiji, Manila, and Thailand. More after this.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.